Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi there, this is Dale Warmoth for Community Comment. In a week, I wear many hats. My Far West Motorcycle Club, a dirt bike club here in Eureka, established in 1947. Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods, and sitting on the board, working with Cruising Eureka. We look forward to that in September 8th, 9th, 10th. And a small part of my week is spent with a small group of Napa Auto Care Centers that work together for synergy about training for new technology. And then there's my day job, Leon's Car Care Center. That's where my parents started a business in 1961. My share today is about the technology that affects your vehicle. We all know about ABS, and we see hybrid vehicles and start-stop technology. New engines. One of the things that you may not be fully aware of, that it's an advancing technology, is about accident avoidance technology. They call it advanced driver assistance systems, ADAS. This is where your grandpa's car, his side mirror, probably he could have replaced for about $10. Your father's car probably had a mirror on it with a heater and a turn signal in it, and maybe it cost him $300. And now we have accident avoidance. There may be sonars and what have you built into your car, the front of the car. Sometimes there's elements of the mirror. Now your side mirror that your grandpa changed for very little, it could be as much as a $3,000 or $4,000 cost to replace. It involves surveying the car and realigning all these things once they're replaced. Obviously, there's huge sums of liability related to all this stuff. And it's just a reminder about all the technology that comes today at some terrible cost of repair. Many shops in our local area, Humboldt County, are training for these technologies. They're supporting the local junior college and high school about teaching some of the entry-level components of these things. Yes, it's expensive. Yes, it makes our lives safer. But there is a great cost that comes with some of these technologies. And rest assured that independent repair shops are training for these things. And if yours isn't, why, you should seek one out that is familiar with some of the training that's available. Probably sometime soon, I hope to get together with you again. This has been Dale Warmoth for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.